Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John in the Northland, Nate Bucati at his home in Overland Park, and Jake Gutierrez at the Sports Radio 810 studios. Right now, Todd Lebo is in studio by himself joining us. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Wonderful, boys. Did you have a fun weekend?
Todd, yes, I was able to... See the list of things that we accomplished, which mostly we just had fun. We watched both nights of WrestleMania. We now find out that Julia is a very big wrestling fan, but she is furious when the heels cheat and when the referee doesn't see everything that's going on. She just cannot believe it that the referee is not paying attention to what the hell's going on behind the back.
I get it.
I feel it.
So, right, I get it.
Very angry. And she they can't do that.
She has every right to be angry.
Why wouldn't they just turn around and see?
Right.
He's right there. He's 4 feet away. Just turn around.
It's an awakening for her, and she really enjoyed it. It was a hell of a showcase for women's wrestling, and so she was very excited to watch that. And she pointed out some different things that she'd like to do to her sister, which we told her she would be grounded if she did that.
Well, now she knows, Stephen, she can do that behind your back.
Right.
You're the referee.
See, this is going to start. It's okay. but we enjoyed it. We enjoyed that. We enjoyed the fact I told all the kids and Susan that Jake was betting on these wrestling matches from WrestleMania, and Jake was taken to the cleaners by The Undertaker, as Jake foolishly put his money on AJ Styles in the Boneyard match. Lebo, did you watch any of the WrestleMania two-night spectacular?
I turned on something yesterday, but it was an old WrestleMania. It was in New York City.
Right, yeah, they've been showing old WrestleManias on Sunday.
WrestleMania 1.
I did not see. No, this was a recent one. It was MetLife Stadium.
The first WrestleMania ever was
Shane
in Madison Square
McMahon.
Garden. Right?
I saw Shane McMahon come out, and he was fighting Miz. And
Shadow
I watched
Man.
For a little bit.
Oh, that was a good. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
That was actually a really good
I didn't
fight.
Make it to the end of it.
Oh man,
he was messing with Miz's dad,
dude. Yeah,
we were watching other things.
Shane went off scaffolding, like four levels of scaffolding.
I didn't realize
onto
Shane,
the Miz.
Shane's 50 now.
Yeah,
and so he was like 40 something. He's
I can't
still out
stand
there.
The Miz.
Nobody likes the Miz.
The Miz, one of the greatest cast members of the Real World. On MTV.
And so he was Jake a fraud then, and he's a fraud now.
Letting you know.
We watched a lot of my wife and daughter had never watched Big Little Lies, Stephen. I know you and I loved Big Little Lies.
Very good drama. Did they like it?
They loved it. Now my wife's disappointed. Where's season three? I said, this is not how it works. You can't just have it all right now.
Who's their favorite character on there? Who do they like the most?
I think they like to watch Laura Dern scream.
Right.
Wonderful angry wife.
Did anyone champion the rights of Laura Dern's husband, who's always screamed at?
The only good guy in the whole show was Ed, the Reese Witherspoon's husband.
And what happened to him?
You got screwed
nice
over.
Nice guys finish
That's right.
last.
That's right. Well, in the end, it's all okay. But, my family loves the movie Step Brothers. And he's good. Basically, all Adam Scott will ever be is Derek from Step Brothers. Because every time he was talking to someone, I kept saying, you look like you want to hit me. You want to hit
That's
you?
Right.
Hey, what's up, Kemosabe? You look like you want to punch me in the
I
face.
I just wanted him to stand up for himself. So
he
many
finally
times.
Did.
Yeah, he absolutely did. You did watch Westworld. I
yes.
texted you.
You were worried
earlier in the
you
evening.
Weren't going to watch it, maybe.
I said, I don't think I'm going to do it because I'm all wrapped up in WrestleMania. I'm waiting for Bray Wyatt to display his dominance in the WWE and make Jake look like an absolute ass for going against him. That
at
happened,
least I didn't bet
way.
On that one, right?
Well, it happened. But you should have, because I told you to bet on him on Friday, and that was easy money for you.
No. Nope.
They were going to put Bray Wyatt over.
I still don't know what happened, right? Did that really happen? Did he win?
Sure he did.
I don't know.
He won.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him.
That's the hard part about gambling on these things. Did
he
they
was
really
able
win
to,
or not? I don't know.
He was able to expose Johnny Largemeat for what he really is. And so that's all you need to
say
know
that
about
again?
That.
Who, what's
now,
the
all of a sudden,
person's name?
Lebo wants to watch this now because that's anyway. But so then I watched. There's only a few episodes left, so I had to watch Homeland. And boy, oh, this damn Yagevni. I told her not to trust Yagevni. I don't understand why Carrie does this. She follows with her heart, and she's one of the smartest ladies in the room. And then she just lets that get in the way. Anyway, the point is, I got through Homeland. I said, oh, Lebo with his text message. Oh, it's a good one. You missed a good one. And I said, I didn't miss nothing. So then I watched Westworld, and yes, it was so far the best episode of the season.
Yeah.
And so for people that don't know, we try to recap. We're trying to watch this all together. Westworld 9:30 is on Monday, and so spoiler alert: if you haven't watched it last night, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Does everyone agree that was the best episode so far of this new season?
I do. I think it simplified a lot of things for people because they told you what was happening. A lot of times they don't tell you what's happening. You know, and they just basically flat out said everybody's a Dolores.
I love how they laid it out too.
Yeah.
I mean, how they laid it out.
Now, there's still plenty of confusing stuff.
Right, sure. But, like, how you came to that conclusion is, like, wow. And then, wow. And then, wow.
Right.
I don't know.
I liked that reveal. That made sense to me.
Right, because I was waiting for it, like, okay, all right, we're going to find out. And then,
Where's Teddy?
Right.
No. He's still laying about in the future world.
Didn't make the cut. Neither did Maeve.
Did you like that, party, Stephen, with the masks?
I liked it very much.
And your debit card?
Big fan.
It's all for charity.
A thumbprint.
Right. Well, I don't think he liked it very much when he had no money.
Eh, well.
Don't let anyone take your serum or whatever they get to drain your bank accounts. Well, he gave his hashtag to Chibs and Chibs.
Well.
let me piss you guys off big time here. And so the guy you love so much from Breaking Bad, Jesse.
Yeah.
He needs to pick up the pace here.
He's not a robot.
I spend my time thinking about how many different people they could have got for that role that would have been better.
Well, you need to watch Breaking Bad.
Well, but this is not Breaking Bad.
You need to watch it.
Do you think he's good in this role?
He's doing fine. He's doing fine.
I think he's playing his part. I think that he's going to have his moment. I think they're laying it out where he's still trying to process this stuff.
Who do you want to put in there, Steven?
At this point, anybody.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course.
Fine.
Don't think he's available for that role.
He's always available.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I do, you know, we were talking last week about how I was like, man, this Charlotte is so Dolores-y.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, Kiefer is too old for that.
I don't give a damn what he is. He can pull it off.
No, he couldn't.
When's the last time I saw Kiefer Sutherland in anything, by the way?
I'm sorry. This guy looks like a dork, and it's not believable. And
right, and that's why Kiefer couldn't pull it off, because Jack never a dork.
Sure he could.
He would have already taken charge. He would have taken all the robots out.
Nah.
Everything would have been restored 3 episodes ago.
They should do a crossover with 24 in Westworld. That would be good.
Jack in the future?
Jack Bauer versus the robots?
They did Game of Thrones in Westworld. And so, Nate, did you like the episode last night?
All right, yes, then. I did. I thought it was the first one that actually made sense to me. To a certain extent, anyway. They had to, like, I don't know. This is how bad I am with it. It still took me a sec. Like, they had to completely spell out for me that Dolores was everybody. I realized that one of them was Dolores, and then, you know, they were kind of doing them all at the same time, and then, like, I can't remember which one was, like...
Well, as soon as Ed Harris figured it out, well, it was like, wow.
When they said, if you want a job done, do it yourself, that's when you got figured out that it was everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the big reasons why this was better, because Ed Harris is so good.
Now, Ed Harris, still, we don't know what he is. He thinks he's a real person. He refuses. He almost cuts his arm open a whole bunch of times to see if he's got that deal in there, and he never actually finished the job.
The performance.
Oh, he's great. How about this? My daughter says, man, that guy is really wrinkly. I said, well, he's old. So I looked up Ed Harris. You know how old Ed Harris is?
71.
How old does he look in this show, his face?
Yeah, he probably looks in the
71.
70?
He's in his 60s still. He's the magical number of 69.
Oh, hey,
I was with it too. I was right there.
But my daughter's like, he looks like he's 80. I mean, because his face really is wrinkly and old. But he is so good in this show.
But 59.
Anyway. But I think a lot of people are great in the show. It's hard, and we've talked about this a bunch. It's hard to kind of like these robots because you don't know who you're rooting for. And
well, it's really just robot.
It's robot,
right? You got Maeve and you got Dolores. That's it.
Exactly. Now, who's in Bernard?
Oh.
Is Bernard just Bernard?
Bernard is Bernard.
Okay.
Because that was a different...
I like Bernard.
That was a different... He was a different pearl.
Right.
He had the red in his pearl, so, and then the other four were Charlotte. All gray.
She took five pearls.
Right.
So one of them is her, I guess, or no? Charlotte...
All of them is her.
Well, a Charlotte went off the island with five in her bag. Went back and made a Dolores.
Right.
So now we got Chibs, the Scottish guy, is one. We got
I think
Japanese
she's getting away
Masu.
With Charlotte once.
Right.
But once so, Charlotte made her body.
So then the Japanese guy, the samurai, is one.
Yep. Chibs. And then Dolores. And then they were trying to make that other guy, the fourth, the one that.
Right. He's that, not working right.
The billionaire.
Yeah.
Yes. And who's the other one? Is there? So we don't know who the other
one
is.
Right. We don't know. We don't know who the other
There's
one is.
There's another one out there?
Yep. Yep.
And Maeve is Maeve. And Bernard is Bernard.
So is Maeve dead now?
Well, no, they'll reboot her.
Yeah, she
they
got
didn't,
stabbed.
He was about to cut the head off and take the pearl out, but then they made him go. You can see he took the samurai sword like he was going to
finish the job.
Well, he's going to, because the pearl lives inside the head, right? Yeah. So he's going to, you know, scalp her and then take the pearl out.
What was the white substance?
Was that the juice they used. So that whole distillery was full of the freaking Westworld juice
that they
dip them in.
So they could make the matter.
This
it's
whole
the
thing
white
is,
matter that
it's
makes
the damn clone
the
army
robot.
Is what this is. It's a bunch of dang Jango Fett's out there. We're going Star Wars clone army on this thing, but they're not all looking the
Dolores?
Same. Dolores.
Dolores
army.
Fett.
She's gonna populate the world in Dolori.
Dolores Fett.
Anyway, crazy.
So double thumbs up from you.
Yeah, I like the episode. The show's confusing and it's weird and it's hard to watch, but it's beautiful to watch. And however they shoot it, man, it's really cool. I mean, they're spending some bucks on making these worlds that they're doing, so it's pretty neat. I do like the fact that they made it pretty simple enough for Nate to understand that Dolores was everywhere. I like that. They natified it, which is wonderful for everyone, right, Nate?
I mean, they literally had to, like, they had to spell it out for me, because even once, like, Ed Harris figured out that Charlotte was Dolores, I still wasn't sure, but like, well, who are the other two people? and then finally, when she said, you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. It's like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah, then poor Ed Harris just got taken to the loony bin, man.
Well, now.
So then old Dolores comes back.
This is where the maze ends.
This is where it ends. So we'll see where this picks up next week.
Am I supposed to feel bad for Ed Harris? Because I don't.
Nah, you know, that's the problem we've had with this show, Nate. Who do you feel bad for in this whole show? At first, you felt bad.
Teddy?
You felt bad for the robots who were getting done wrong in the park.
Literally.
I mean, you literally felt bad for Dolores. Because every time, her day ended horribly. And then she just woke up. It was terrible. And Maeve. And you felt bad for these people. They were just the toys of the rich to mess with. Well, now they've turned heel or whatever. And now you don't feel bad for them. Because now they're coming after us.
I'm kind of still on Team Dolores. Like, you know what? Yeah, I don't blame her. She kind of reminds me of Uma Thurman's character in Kill Bill.
And do it all.
She's just on a vengeance tour, you know.
But in the end, what she'll end up just like the people. She'll take it too far. That's the whole idea of the show, probably.
But they have to have Bernard, right? She has to have an adversary.
Yeah,
that's the balance of the whole equation. That's why she brought Bernard back, to challenge him. Kind of like how she laid it out.
She brought Bernard back. We think that, right?
Well, basically showed that.
So she brought Bernard back. You think she brought Bernard back for an adversary to check herself?
Yes.
Before she
wrecked
herself?
I think that's part of the game. I think that's part of the system.
I'm with Team Bernard then.
I'm leaning Team Bernard too.
First, I used to love Tandy Newton, who of course is Maeve. Evan Rachel Wood's performance as Dolores, and Dolores in her array of her wardrobe in the first episode was wonderful. But I think my power rankings have now elevated Tessa Thompson to number one. The scenes she had with Ed Harris, and then when she was shaving Ed Harris, like, oh boy, what's going to happen here?
Right.
But then,
yeah.
And then she turns into Dolores.
She turns, and she changes her voice.
Yeah. Right.
And then all of a sudden, all right.
She's great.
Right now.
I want to go back now because you remember the conversation where she's trying to figure out who she is.
Yeah.
You know, when Dolores is sitting there talking to Charlotte.
And she's cutting herself.
And she's like trying to figure out. She's like, she wants out. She knows I'm in here and she wants out.
She's also the love interest in Creed 1 and 2, so obviously
that's right.
Pushes her ahead for me, but, you know.
So Creed 2's no good, though, right?
I liked it.
Was she in True Detective 3?
Was she?
Yes. I think she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
She played Mahershala Ali's wife.
Uh-huh.
Who wrote the book. She wrote the book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
That is her. See? All these actors and actresses, they're like free agents in baseball. They just always end up being a Royal somehow. I don't know. They just end up somewhere. I don't know. It's good. I still haven't watched The Ozark, though, Stephen. So I'm gonna make that my goal this week to watch Ozark, because I know everyone's liking Ozark.
I want to do a podcast on Ozark, because I have a lot to say about the entire season. I have a lot to say.
We've told this before. My wife won't watch that show, so it's
I don't know
hard.
Why. Mm. I don't know why.
Maybe it's all the bad things that happen to people in the show.
Nah.
That's relative, really, right? Like, I mean, bad.
Good things happening in Westworld?
What's bad?
She doesn't really watch Westworld. My daughter and I watched Westworld. My wife sat there on her computer and once in a while would look up, and that was it. She stayed awake during the show.
I think your daughter would like Ozark.
Probably. She's trying to go to college, too, okay? So there's a lot going on. She's going to college, but she does have time to watch things on her own. And The Big Little Lies was big to watch over the last 5 days or so. That was short enough because it was only 7 episodes per year. And those episodes aren't an hour long. A lot of those were like 45 minutes or something. So they didn't take all that time. But she's trying to watch The Wire on her own time now. That's going down. There's a lot of things afoot here with watching these things.
You gonna watch that with her?
I've been rewatching. I've already seen The whole Wire, but I watch The Wire. If she's watching one, I'll sit and watch part of it. I watched a little bit yesterday. Then I was taping off some things to paint on a door in my basement. A lot of big things happening at the house. A lot of long walks we've had as well.
That was not Tessa Thompson in True Detective 3.
It was not?
No.
She was in something I remember recently seeing. I can't remember what it was. That's the girl from Westworld.
Creed?
It was something else. I don't have their IMDb yet, but Long Walks. Fresh air, a lot of yard mowing. I didn't mow this weekend. I mowed Thursday. Maybe I'll mow today. Maybe I'll mow tomorrow. I don't know. I may mow. I don't know. Figuring it out.
Thank you, Todd Lebo, for your input. We appreciate you.
Anytime, fellas.
That was Todd Lebo's Westworld Report. Back after this on WHB.